The National Human Trafficking Hotline reported more than 60 cases of trafficking in Wisconsin in 2018. That's down from 91 reported cases in 2017. While there has been a decrease in the number of cases reported, human trafficking remains a big deal in the state.
Trafficking often takes many forms, but can largely go unnoticed and underreported, even by those who are being trafficked themselves. Danielle Melfi joins us now to talk about human trafficking in Wisconsin. She's the Assistant Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families and has advised federal agencies on how to advocate for and protect survivors of human trafficking. Danielle, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, and thank you for making the time to talk about this issue.
Sure. So start off by giving us kind of a picture of what human trafficking looks like in general and in Wisconsin, because it may not be what people envision when they think of human trafficking.
Yeah. So human trafficking kind of operates in a few different ways. So at a baseline, it's the use of fraud, force, or coercion to obtain labor or commercial sex. It happens across both men and women, boys and girls of all ages and backgrounds can be victims of trafficking. But often, traffickers target those who are most vulnerable. And that's why it's often one of those hidden in plain sight crimes. We think of runaway and homeless youth, LGBTQ youth, youth in the foster care system, those who have been victims of previous abuse, and youth of color or children with disabilities are disproportionately affected as victims.
You use the phrase hidden in plain sight, and one phrase that I'm guessing you hear a lot in your work is, this sounds like a problem, and I'm glad that this doesn't happen here, but it turns out that this is happening here in Wisconsin. Can you talk about how prevalent this issue is in the states?
Yeah, so with trafficking has been reported in all 72 counties. It happens, I think there's also this myth that it just happens in super urban parts of the state or across the country, but it affects urban, rural, and tribal communities. Trafficking, again, has been reported in all 72 counties. We're still working on collecting better data on this issue. Both the Department of Children and Families and local law enforcement work on this often together. And we have a report from June 2017 through August 2018 where child welfare workers confirmed 99 incidents of child and youth sex trafficking throughout the state. But often it's frequently underreported, and that is just on the child sex trafficking side. Doesn't include adults and doesn't include labor trafficking, but that's really the lens that DCF comes to on this issue.
Yeah, talk about the difficulty in getting good data on this issue because, you know, we mentioned it's underreported. And people who experience themselves may not even realize that it's something that happened to them. So talk about how you go about getting this data and the challenges involved with that.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things, too, is kind of the awareness both on folks who may be reporting or observing trafficking and then educating this issue. So victims and survivors themselves are aware of what's happened to them. DOJ has done some great work training law enforcement across the state. DCF has trained child welfare workers. So they are equipped to identify this issue when children might be coming into our child welfare system. And that's now one of the places where it has to be reported due to change in statute a few years ago. Educators are getting kind of trained up on this. But if people don't know what to look for, they won't know how to report it. And often, because traffickers prey on the most vulnerable, it's kind of really dependent on this need for human connection. And when you don't have human connection, those youth are often super vulnerable to trafficking. So they may not realize something is being done to them. They feel that this is a trusted person who is providing them love, support, and attention that they might not be getting in kind of other parts of their life. So they don't identify as a victim. And that's why it's often also so hard for law enforcement and social workers and so important for them to be equipped with the right training to have this trauma-informed and victim-centered approach to have these conversations to really suss out what happened.
We're talking right now with Danielle Melfi. She's the Assistant Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, and we're talking about the issue of human trafficking in Wisconsin. And Danielle, let's talk about some of the signs. It sounds like it just takes one person to make a difference here to flag an instance of potential trafficking. You mentioned the role of educators, law enforcement, people like that, but really anyone might be able to see the signs of human trafficking. So what are some of the telltale signs that people should be on the lookout for?
Yeah. So a few different categories of things. So abnormal behavior. If a child has a kind of a significant change in behavior, hanging out with a new group of people, might be on more online and increased virtual presence. One of the big trends we're seeing is how sex trafficking is moving online in so many ways, how kids are using all the different apps to talk to their friends, to play games. That's often kind of a prime way for traffickers to prey on younger victims. If a child appears that they're kind of uncertain in answering questions, so you might ask them a question of, oh, how old are you? Where are you from? Where are you going? And if that child is kind of looking to the folks around them and giving confusing stories, that might be an indication that something is wrong. If a child has an appearance that doesn't fit with what you know about them, so if they're a runaway or homeless youth, but they have extra cell phones, might be prepaid debit cards, that may be an indication. But I think the challenge is you don't often know what trafficking looks like. So it is kind of paying attention to these different signs. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has a great resource on their website detailing a whole bunch more of different signs to look for, as well as ways to report.
Let's talk about the role that state government plays. There are already policies in place here in Wisconsin aimed at reducing human trafficking. It sounds like there might be more legislative efforts in the work. What is state government's role in preventing this from happening here in Wisconsin?
Yeah. So the role, especially of the Department of Children and Families, really exists in kind of that prevention and education training component. So DCF has developed training for all child welfare professionals across the state. It's a required training. So for social workers who are dealing with some of our most vulnerable populations, they're equipped to know kind of what's happening and what to see. DCF has also worked with the Department of Justice and the Wisconsin Hotel and Lodging Association to develop a webinar series for staff in the hotel industry, as workers are often kind of the eyes and ears and will be the first folks to see if there's something suspicious going on. We've also done some work with the Department of Public Instruction. There's a curriculum now available on their website that's provided and kind of encouraged for educators of if they want to learn more, if they want to figure out how to talk to kids about this issue, here's a way for them to do that.
And I don't know if it was DCF that was doing this or another group, but I read something about reaching out to truck drivers, because truck drivers, too, can be a great they might be a good choice, like you said, with hotel workers in identifying this. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's an organization called Truckers Against Trafficking, who does a lot of work in this space. They have a really strong partnership with the federal Department of Homeland Security, working on this issue for many years now. And law enforcement in Wisconsin, I believe, has been engaged in that. And there also has been some legislation moving kind of specifically around education for truckers and what we're doing at that intersection.
Is part of the issue here that, as legislation continues to build and we try to, prevent ways, new ways, you talked about how in the digital space, traffickers are using that to find victims. And with anything like this, the technology is always two steps in front of everyone. So is that part of the challenge, the policies trying to catch up to where the traffickers actually are?
100%. And I think it is such a multifaceted issue. So it's when we think of, okay, there's this kind of awareness, educating people on the issue. It is helping victims and supporting survivors. But I think we really like to think of it as pipeline in and pipeline out. What are those broader systemic issues that make youth and individuals more vulnerable? And on the other side, how are we better supporting these folks who are coming out of a trafficking situation to get back on their feet? What is the job training and resources? What are the housing resources? There's a bill that's been moving through the legislature, a safe harbor bill, which prohibits charging a minor with the crime of prostitution, recognizing that they're a victim and not a perpetrator. And that's another piece of the puzzle as well.
And what role do you see survivors having in, speaking out and really trying to raise awareness about this issue? I mean, certainly there's a balance to be struck between having people relive traumatic events, but also, someone who's been a survivor can also be a powerful voice in raising awareness on this issue. How do you strike that balance?
Totally. And you can't make any meaningful policy or program change without centering the people who that is intended to serve. So DCF has actually worked on a documentary called It Happens Here, which will be released next year, and actually features survivors here in Wisconsin and sharing their stories. But it's really how is that built on trust? How are we making sure that is kind of a mutual relationship? And how are we supporting survivors through that process of telling their story? It's not telling it to tell it. It's telling it to make a meaningful difference in helping to serve others so they don't experience that situation that they did.
As we begin to wrap up, could you share a success story that you've seen in your work of, a situation where, you know, prevention really worked, or a survivor really, you know, coming back strong, or just something that you've seen in your work that was really just a strong story that stuck with you, months and years later?
Yeah, so I think there's been some really powerful work, especially in the Milwaukee area. So there's the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee that has done some really great work to mobilize activists at different facets of this issue, bringing them together, working on meaningful policy changes, and elevating the voices of survivors in that conversation. And I think that's a mechanism for us to model across the state and statewide as well.
And you said this documentary is coming out later this year. When can we expect to see this? Do you know?
Yeah, so we're hoping to roll it out early next year, and working currently with the Department of Public Instruction to develop a curriculum to go along with that. So we're providing people with this information, but also kind of educating of how do we talk about it and where do you go from here now that you've seen it.
Sure. And briefly, if people want more information about human trafficking or need resources, where can they find them?
They can head to the Department of Children and Families website, as well as the Wisconsin Department of Justice has some great resources as well.
Danielle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Danielle Melfi is the Assistant Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, and she joined us to talk today about human trafficking here in Wisconsin.